Americans have an addiction to sugar. A new book has some tips on how to break it, and that's the topic of today's CBS This Morning conversation.
I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News with Dr. Mark Hyman. He's written the book, The Blood Sugar Solution. That, of course, sold many copies. A lot of people have read that. He's got a new book out, coming out tomorrow, called The Blood Sugar Solution 10-Day Detox Diet. Doctor, good to have you with us. What's your new book and the emphasis of that?
Well, you know, Steve, we have had a culture of sugar overconsumption. The average American has 146 pounds of flour and 152 pounds of sugar. That's a pharmacologic dose of sugar, and we need a medical sugar detox, which is what the 10-day detox diet's about. And it's really about ending food addiction. We blame ourselves for overeating. We say it's a lack of willpower or moral failing. But in fact, it's the food industry that's hijacked our taste buds, our metabolism, and our brain chemistry, and is driving us to overeat these foods. So we need a way to stop that, to unhook from that, and actually to get our health back.
You say that sugar is 8 times more addictive
than
cocaine?
That's right. It's actually not what I say. It's actually what the science and the data show, that in animal studies and human studies, we see that sugar is so far more addictive than cocaine. If the rats can choose between sugar or cocaine, they always go for the sugar.
Even if you try to cut down on sugar, as I'm sure a lot of people try to, you know, it's in foods you don't even
think
about.
That's right. It's not the sugar you add to your coffee, right? Nobody would put 15 teaspoons of sugar in your coffee, but they have it in one soda. Or a tomato sauce serving will have more sugar than a couple of cookies. Or your morning yogurt with fruit will have more sugar than a can of soda. Or breakfast cereal is 75% sugar. It shouldn't be called breakfast. It should be called dessert.
Right.
And people think it's a health food. It's not, even if it has whole grains in it. That's just marketing mumbo jumbo to get people think they're doing something healthy when they're not.
So in your book, what do you lay out? What can people do over 10 days to
sort of
change that?
Well, it's a very simple, easy to do, step by step, what I call goof-proof program to reset your entire body. And you basically take out the things that are driving your body to be inflamed and toxic. Sugar, flour, processed foods, and you add in real whole fresh food. It's not about deprivation. It's really about deliciousness and abundance. And what happens is that people don't realize how close they are to feeling good. In 10 days, they can literally get their health back. And when we did this with 600 people, they not only lost 4,000 pounds and dropped their blood sugar 20 points, but they had a reduction of all symptoms from all diseases by 62%. Migraines, asthma, acne, depression, joint pain, fatigue, insomnia, you name it. People had dramatic changes because the things that make you fat are the things that make you sick, and the things that make you sick are the things that make you fat. So if you deal with the underlying causes, which is what this does, all these problems go away as a side effect. Most people have never gone 10 days and actually seen what their normal state is like and actually gotten their bodies back in control.
It's Dr. Mark Hyman. I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News.